You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Thanks, Morales. All right, so Riley, I've talked about this very many times. She does not like sports.
That is Greg's daughter. She's 11.
She's 12.
12. Okay. Yes. Okay.
So she is 12, and she does not like sports. However, she sat there and watched the Chiefs game with me because Taylor Swift was there.
Oh!
And not because she's a Taylor Swift fan, but because all of her friends are, and she wanted to be able to talk about it with her friends.
So right. She's Swifty adjacent.
She is Swifty adjacent. Not a Swifty, but her friends are, so she sat there and watched it.
Gotcha.
That doesn't matter to somebody like Tony Dungy. Tony Dungy did a recent interview with Fox News and said, that's the thing that's disenchanting people with sports now. There's so much on the outside coming in, entertainment value and different things taking away from what really happens on the field when asked about the Taylor Swift effect. What do you think of Tony Dungy's comments?
Old man, get off my lawn. I mean, the game is an entertainment. I'll use your line. It's an entertainment product.
100%.
Right? You want it to be fun. All those packages and things that, like, for example, the M&M intro was like one of the coolest things of last
year.
Technically, that's not football, but it adds to the show.
Totally.
Let me explain something to Tony Dungy. There are very, very few things that are as big as the NFL. She is.
Yeah.
She is a one-woman economy. I would say, like, I was sitting around a table, Pepe and I, when we have dinner, there's a bunch of, you know, people that do, you know, producers and directors and people that work in TV. And somebody a couple weeks ago said, I would never show Taylor Swift. And I said to him, if you were producing that football game and you never showed Taylor Swift, I would fire you.
Fired.
Done. You don't get it. You don't get. I don't. I'm not.
Watch a Laker game. There are cutaways to every star that's there.
I'm not saying you show Taylor Swift, Pepe, after every play, but you have to establish that she's there and she's part of the game.
It's part of the entertainment.
Yeah.
As simple as that.
It's a show.
And it's a show. I wonder when Tony. And Tony's a great guy. You know, little known fact. You guys know this? Michael Thompson's roommate.
Yes.
Minnesota.
Is that right?
Yeah. Was Tony Dungy for a year.
Hmm.
And but what Tony's not getting here is that. The NFL already, all four of us are going to watch the NFL no matter what.
Yep.
The only reason Riley Bergman watched the NFL is because there was a Taylor Swift element to it, and that's your target. You're trying to grow the tent. Taylor Swift is good. And by the way, do some homework, Tony. She's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, she's not a jerk.
She's great. She's nice to people.
She gets into it.
Yeah.
Her concerts make people happy. I mean, yeah, it's
Tony Dungy hates joy.
Anybody crapping on Taylor Swift is missing the point.
She's bringing in female fans. She's bringing in younger fans. She's just bringing in fans, period.
And by the way, Tony said people are disenchanted with the game. They're so disenchanted that 93 of the top 100 shows in 2023 were NFL games. That's how disenchanted they were.
The NFL has never been bigger. I like Tony a lot, but against him on this.
You know why is a good reason to be disenchanted?
Why?
To have to go to Peacock to see the game.
What do you mean?
You have to go to Peacock. Right.
Yeah, what you were saying the other day.
Yeah, Peacock. Yeah. I mean,
yeah, we haven't gotten to that.
They put it behind a paywall.
You do know that it was probably the most streamed show in
history.
That
doesn't mean everybody was able to do it.
But Greg,
it was like 20-some million.
But Greg, it's
23
million. It's still a money grab.
Yeah,
it is, and it's going to just keep doing that over and over again.
Well, I mean, we could,
and today is a
Amazon
testament.
On Thursday.
Today is a testament to it because we've had so many great listeners come out here. But if we wanted to, we could charge for Mason and Ireland. We'll never do it. We'll never do it.
They wouldn't buy it.
What a laugh. I can live without Mason and Ireland.
No, like, if
yeah, you could. You're right.
You could never do it. I mean, we just wouldn't do it to people.
So are you upset that the NFL did that? Because it's going to continue to happen.
Correct. It's going to because it was successful, people are going to continue to have to pay-per-view for NFL games.
This way. I'm not happy about it, but it's the wave of the future. It's going to continue. And there will be a Super Bowl on Amazon within 5 years.
Within five years, you're going to have to pay for the NFL. $110 million. They got to sell ads, all that stuff. They increased their – I mean, it was great for Peacock. It was great for the NFL because they got $110 million. Bad for fans.
And they make enough money where they didn't need to do it.
Right.
I didn't like it.
Did you watch it?
Thank you, Pepe.
Did you watch it?
I agree.
But did you watch it?
I watched it, but
yep.
I didn't pay.
That's all that matters.
I didn't pay.
That's the only thing they care about. They don't care
people,
that you like it or not.
We're regular. We're people
because
who can afford
love,
all the streaming
we love
services.
Football.
There was ways to get around it, too. You can order Instacart that gave it to you for free and then just get rid of it. You
well, why didn't they tell that?
Well, they don't want you to
you
know
use
that.
Instacart,
you had to
you get
pay.
For a week.
No, you had to pay.
Laura sent a text this weekend that Christian, her boyfriend, with Laura, was it his grandfather?
Yeah, his grandpa's 85, and he just came back from Tennessee, and he was like, wait, why can't I watch this game? And then we told him, he goes, bleep, 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 bleep. He's like, someone help me, because I don't know what I'm doing.
Right, and I think that there were a ton of people in that boat.
Yeah, they still
like,
found a way to watch it.
I'm guessing my mom didn't watch it because she couldn't figure out how to get it. You know, that's kind of the way, the world that the NFL's heading towards if they keep doing this.
Right, yep, right.
All right, what's up, fool?
What's up, fool?
All right, so staying on the Taylor Swift trend, during the Chiefs
good.
And Dolphins game, Taylor Swift's jacket had the spotlight, and everybody wanted to know who designed it.
That was
it.
A great jacket.
That was a cool jacket.
It was, but she wasn't the only one wearing it, by the way. It turns out 49ers player, and I hope I say his name right, Kyle Juszczyk's wife, Kristen.
You're close. Juszczyk. Yeah.
Juszczyk. Kristen is a designer, and people had mixed feelings online about him hyping up his wife because they were saying they were giving a rival, quote-unquote, some shine. Would you guys hype out your significant other, even if it meant giving a rival some shine?
Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with Kyle Juszczyk pumping up his wife, particularly if she's making gear for other teams.
Correct, yeah.
You know, like if...
This is like Aaron Andrews has that line of designer fanatic stuff.
Right. And she does it for every team.
Yeah, yeah.
And as long, Laura, as long as they're doing it for every team, why wouldn't you hype it up?
Oh, I loved it. What? I just know that he got slammed because he was commenting a lot, whether it was on Twitter or on X or, you know, and Instagram. And people were like, okay, dude, go back to football. And I was like, dude, he's hyping up his wife. Why are you guys so mad? Like, the jackets are
zero
dope.
Zero issues with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no problem.
And the jacket was cool.
Yeah, in Mahomes'
wife. If Juan wanted hype, I would give it to him.
I would, too.
He doesn't.
Let her make her money. Nothing wrong with it.
Exactly. Yeah. No. Get your bag, girl. Get your bag.
What's up, fool?
What's up, fool?
All right, guys. I got one more here from the Chiefs-Dolphins game.
Okay.
I know you guys watched it, Peacock and everything. How many people saw Patrick Mahomes break his helmet and then stay in the game? I could not. When
insane.
I watched this live, I could not believe that then, you know, nothing happened. He just stayed in the game.
He played with it for like two more plays.
Yeah. Well, I think it was temperature related, right?
Yeah,
I mean, it was
player safety is the number one concern. Like they're always trying to sell us, how do you let a guy play with a helmet cracked wide open?
Right.
For two
no,
plays?
That's a good point. But I think it cracked because it's like 20 below, right?
Right. They said it was because of freezing temperatures like on the hit, but still, right? It's not a good look when you have all these people watching.
Let's not pretend that player safety is especially important during the playoffs.
More important than anything.
But why would you let a guy play two more plays with a cracked helmet?
You shouldn't.
Right. That's what the question is.
When I looked at Matthew Stafford laying on the ground and his eyes kind of lolling around, I thought, how is this guy going to continue to play? We were texting about
that game alone. How many guys would you speculate had concussions?
Oh, it was
at least three.
It was rough. It was rough. So I just don't believe. I know they pay lip service to player safety, and part of this is like Matthew Stafford. I don't care what if he got hit by a bus, he'd be out for the next series of downs.
Yeah.
He is staying in that game.
He is.
I mean, you saw his hand. His hand was gashed. He took a shot to the head. And he was still out there the entire game. Guys don't – when you're in the moment, I don't think players think about their own safety.
Some players.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good question, though, Brian. I was shocked when they let him continue with that helmet. And it wasn't just a little crack. It was – That helmet had basically been cracked in half.
What's up, fool?
Cool?
All right, guys. A Monrovia resident had an unexpected visitor in her basement, a cute, chubby bear. The video is actually really funny. And I wanted to know if you guys had an animal like in your basement or somewhere in your home, stuck in your home, what animal would freak you out? Like you're like, oh my gosh.
It's so easy.
Snake.
Possum.
Oh,
possums.
I've shown you my possum.
Right, I got
video,
a possum
right?
that lurks around my backyard, scares the hell out of my dogs. I always think it's going to come through the dog door, but apparently they don't do that. Possums are disgusting.
What about a snake? I mean, the possum is not going to do anything to you. The snake
is going to act like it's dead.
It is.
Possum, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a good point. They do play a game called possum. Yes, that's right. No, they do scare the hell out of me, though. They're weird-looking animals. You had a possum, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to find it. There was a possum that just showed up.
You had
up
like
my
animal control show up. And
yeah, but this thing was like wicked. They're nasty.
Pepe, you go snake?
Snake.
Snake.
I hate snakes.
Oh, are you afraid of snakes?
Totally.
Snakeophobia?
Snakeophobia.
That's the official name of it, snakeophobia.
No, yeah, that's exactly.
That is. It's snakeophobia. Look it up. Google
I'm going to check it out.
Google that.
It's a raccoon.
The only
person, oh, a raccoon.
I do not want raccoon.
The only person that makes more things that are not true is Capi.
Oh, yeah. No, snakeophobia.
No, a raccoon will just jump in your face and slash
that's
you.
That's right.
Really?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Right.
No, they're very, very dangerous, and they don't
look
care.
This,
they're not afraid.
We sometimes hear big footsteps on the roof. We don't know if it's possible.
The horse. No, it's a raccoon.
That's a raccoon.
That's a raccoon, huh?
Yeah. Well, with
no, is that a raccoon or is that a possum?
I think it was a raccoon.
That's a raccoon.
What about a coyote?
Well, yeah. I mean, come on. Yeah, what about a lion, a tiger? I mean, seriously.
I mean, like, by my mom's area, there's coyotes.
I don't want a hippo in my basement.
Just saying. There's
so we're so neurotic
mom.
In our house, we've got coyote rollers. You know, I've talked about this before,
so you can't, like, climb it.
Where they put, like, rolling pins on the fence, so if a coyote tries to get up, he can't possibly do it to protect the dogs because
so
we have coyotes in the neighborhood.
So coyotes really only attack in packs, though. They don't attack solo one-on-one. They're afraid in one-on-one, but if they're in a pack of them,
right.
They're going to come after you.
I don't know,
and
man.
They're going to beat you.
I don't know. No, when I was hiking, well, not now.
Did it attack you?
It didn't, but I had to stay there, like, frozen. I'm like, I'm a big girl, okay? So I can't hide. So I was standing there, and I was like, dude, just go away. It took me, like, 35 minutes.
They're sniffing you out. So
wait a minute, you stood there for 35 minutes?
Yes! Me and my girlfriend that were hiking, this was like 2 years ago, we literally stood there for
35
minutes.
Oh, there was two of you. Oh, that's soft.
That's not soft! It's a coyote! They're faster than me!
You can scoot around that.
No!
Just walk around it.
Yeah, walk around it. 35 minutes. I don't got that kind of time.
First of all, y'all need to go to my hiking trails.
Phobia.
You just have to make a lot of noise and they'll go away.
Mm. Exactly. Exactly.
All right, is that it?
It appears to have grinded to a halt.
Oh, Brian had one, but.
Oh, Brian.
Brian,
what's up,
fool? Man? What's
okay,
up,
fool? I got one more for you guys here. All right, so y'all saw the Denver game, or not the Denver, the Buffalo and Pittsburgh game started about an hour and a half, 2 hours ago.
Yeah, is it still 21 to nothing?
21-7, actually. Pittsburgh was able to get in.
21-7, okay.
Back,
they may cover. They
yeah,
may
I
cover.
Know.
I just need one late
backdoor cover.
And I'm in. All right, go ahead,
well,
Brian.
Well, Buffalo, if you guys saw on social media, were asking fans to come shovel for $20 an hour. To help shovel the stadium. Right. So my question to you guys, if you were, you know, a little younger, would you have done this?
No.
Why not, Pepe?
I hate the cold weather.
Yeah, I also hate the cold weather. I would not go out
the
and
horse.
Shovel.
I'm
Oh! Anybody?
I think this is my favorite drop of this year.
Maybe all-time best drop.
I love it. Too.
Well,
it too.
Okay, Pepe, you got to tell the story that you just told me off the air about the challenge you have tonight with Chet Holmgren.
No.
You
what? Whoa.
With Chet Holmgren?
No, I mean it's a good story.
His name. What is his name?
Okay, so here's the story Pepe told me. I'll tell it in a clip. So Chet Holmgren.
Yep.
If Pepe says that, no, he does the games in Spanish.
Yep.
And he says the name Chet, it sounds like something else. So they have to call him by either his middle name
or
Holmgren, or else it sounds like they're saying the S word.
The yes word.
Yeah. Exactly.
So you don't think about that as an English language broadcaster. What is that going to
sound like? Until you do it, and then you get in trouble.
Oh, yeah. I just Googled this. Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His middle name is Thomas.
Oh, yeah. What does it say?
I know. It's the S word. Translates as the S word.
So tonight, if you're wondering why Pepe and Samuel are calling Chet Holmgren Thomas.
Oh, his middle name is Thomas?
That's his middle name. Or they may just call him Holmgren a lot.
How about
because if you say Chet in Spanish.
It's a swear.
Just look it up. It's a swear word.
How about C. Thomas Holmgren?
No, it's too long.
C. Thomas Holmgren.
Every time. By the time we said that, the game is over.
Right. Yeah, right. If
now,
you say that every time.
Did you, Pepe, did you anticipate this before the first Chet Holmgren game you did, or did
totally,
you find out the
totally,
hard way?
Totally.
Oh, yeah, you knew it was, you saw it coming.
Oh, you could have just begged for forgiveness later.
No.
It never, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
That works so well with us.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be on the phone with legal for 8 hours.
Let's not talk about that again.
Well, I didn't say Chet in Spanish.
Uh-oh.
I haven't done that yet.
I'm so tired of lawyers.
Did you guys get my text message?
Too many. So
about?
Bad.
I'm not saying the name.
Oh, no. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Just
no.
go.
No.
Yeah.
There's a right way to say that we don't want to say.
Okay. Oh. Yeah. Laura presented us with another word that if you say it sounds very offensive, so we won't say it.
Yeah. That was a big thing over the last couple of weeks.
All right. So, by the way, coming up in – what is it, a little less than half an hour. We got game of game.
Yeah. I've got two this month.
Yes, and you've got a chance in
month
this
game. Month of the Mace.
Because this game is a BB Go / Lakers themed game.
Okay.
In honor of our remote.
Right. We are live at Ralph's in Redondo Beach with BB Go, Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
All right, so it's a sad day.
Why?
Rams.
Oh.
Rams. So
get mad.
They left it all on the field.
They did.
Well, kind of.
Until they punted.
Until they punted.
There it is.
Until they punted.
You didn't expect the Rams to get this far.
Well, no. I said 7-9 wins at the start of the year. And they finished with 10. I think they far exceeded expectations.
You're not going to remember this because you never remember anything.
I remember
you
everything.
No, you don't.
I'm
no,
like
you
an
don't.
Elephant. I never no, forget. I never forget.
I did a Rams game, and I told you that the coach misused the timeouts.
Hmm.
And that happened yesterday.
Oh, is that right? Yeah, no, I don't disagree with that. I don't remember you telling me that, though. Do you have the tape?
Of course.
I need the tape on that.
I told you.
No, I need to believe it. I've got to hear the recording.
So the tape is there. I mean,
is it there?
As the commissioner.
Oh, yeah. Play it. We have it. Play the tape.
The horse.
You know what's really weird? We were doing we had a group text last night during the Rams game and after the Rams game. And I thought it was interesting that everybody from the station was on it except for Cappy and Alan Sliwa. And I'm wondering why Cappy and Alan Sliwa are not included in our station group text.
Two reasons. Ramona started it. So
she did, you're right.
Ramona is the one who initiated the group text. And I guess there's something going on with Sliwa's phone.
Okay, I can explain that.
Oh, he's
God.
Got a Sliwa.
He's
got
a pixel. Android.
Oh, an Android.
He has an Android, so it comes up with a green bubble.
Green
and
bubble.
It ruins everything. So when he put a heart on it something or a ha-ha, that will make its own separate comment instead of just going on the actual comment.
Okay, so he was that because he's about. Why wasn't Cappy on there?
I think she just forgot him.
You know,
that's common.
This is serious.
Very
this is strange serious.
Coming
Laura,
from
don't
Cappy.
You think this is going to put Cappy into a tailspin?
He's going to be upset to know that we were all texting during the game and he was not included.
The most important part of the game. We're all going back and forth. And he's just sitting out at home with his arms crossed.
Here's the funniest thing about it.
He has
FOMO. Nobody noticed. Until there was like an hour after the game, Sedano goes, the best part about this is Cappy's not on. And we're like, how did we leave him out?
And then Momo said, she goes, I left Alan off on purpose.
Right.
Yeah, because of the bubbles.
Right.
And Cap, I forgot.
It's just, you know, I take these things really hard.
Can I tell you something? I actually like that about you. I like the fact that you're invested.
I woke up in the middle of the night and thought to myself, oh, we lost. And I could not go back to sleep.
I think that, if I'm being dead honest, because I've been working for a team for so long, my fandom has been a little desensitized.
Yes.
You know, like the Lakers lost the other night. 25 years ago, before I worked for the Lakers, I would have been furious.
Devastated.
But now I've covered enough Laker games, wins and losses, that I realize, okay, it's a marathon, not a sprint. You are the opposite.
Yes.
If your team loses, you're like, it sets your mood for the next 24 hours at least.
Yes, at least.
And I like that about you because I think it's good for the show.
Even next week.
I think it's good for the show that you are so invested that people can hear you. Like, today you're on the devastated side.
Yeah, I am. I am. Yeah. I'm more sad than anything else.
How long is this going to last?
I'll tell you what. When I go home and put on the game tonight, all I'm going to be thinking of is, damn, we're out of it.
Yeah, we could have beat the winner of that game.
We could have beat the winner of that game. I think they could have wanted Tampa. They could have wanted Philadelphia, and that would have set up an NFC championship game. So it did line up for them once Green Bay won that game, and they were going to San Francisco. I mean,
and possibly NFC championship game at SoFi.
At SoFi.
The Niners would have got tripped up. God. Yeah.
Hey, Mace, do you know who Eric Henderson is?
The Eric Henderson.
Yes, Eric Henderson. He is the defensive line coach, defensive run game coordinator, and now he is leaving the Rams.
Oh.
And he's going to to USC.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's going to be a part of Lincoln Riley's staff, and I'm still sad about this one because they took our Danton Lynn.
Yeah.
So he's going there with Danton Lynn. So now your defense.
Look at this jackass. Oh. You know who that is?
Oh, man.
Who?
I know.
You know who that is?
Kelvin effing Washington.
Oh, yeah, he must be ecstatic.
Kelvin Washington from Detroit is riding around. He just sent us a picture of him driving in his car. He's got a Lions jersey, a Lions hat on, and you doofus, you got sunglasses on inside like a D-bag.
In star of Channel 1.
He's in a car. He can wear his sunglasses in a car. What about LZ? LZ Granderson, too.
Actually, I don't. Kelvin's put up with so much losing in his lifetime that this is okay. He can have his
moment. I mean, they haven't. They haven't won a playoff game since what? 90? He deserves it. I have nothing against him. They had a home game in 91. Did they win that game?
93? This is the first time I think in their history they have two home playoff games.
Yeah.
Yes.
The last time they had a playoff game, they had Barry Sanders on their team, and I think they lost.
Well, good for you, Kelvin. I don't begrudge the Lions for the win. I mean, it's a nice story, and Jared Goff.
There's a Rams fan.
I'm with you, man.
Where's the guy in the Detroit Lions shirt?
There was a guy with the Lions stuff.
Earlier.
He could go home.
There was a guy with Niners gear on. I'm like, don't show up at our show with Niners gear on.
Yeah, who do you think you are?
Who are you?
George Briones?
Jorge Briones?
That's him. Good.
All right. We are live at Ralph's in Redondo Beach with BBGO, Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right. Life's journey has its highs and its lows, and the LA County Department of Mental Health is here to support you through it all. Their caring team offers more than just a listening ear. They provide free emotional support, service referrals, and crisis counseling. Call their 24/7 helpline, 800-854-7771, or visit their website, dmh.lacounty.gov. Your mental health is their priority. Let them be your support in this journey. Together, let's shape a brighter tomorrow, hope, recovery, and well-being with the LA County Department of Mental Health. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
And we are live at Ralph's in Redondo Beach, along with BBGO, the official game day snack of the Los Angeles Lakers. We want to congratulate Stephanie O'Hara from Torrance. She has won Lakers tickets.
Hey, Stephanie.
Way to go, Stephanie.
Congrats. Nice.
So three winners today. Justin Chow from Anaheim, Gilbert Asuna from L.A., and Stephanie O'Hara from Torrance giving away Lakers tickets courtesy of BBGO. And don't forget, it's Fifth Row Fridays this week. So something we said today will be on the quiz that we give on Friday at 3:30. You've got to answer all five questions correctly.
Nice job. Good for you.
In order to win.
Very good, mate.
In addition to that, on top of Fifth Row Friday,
all of this,
the Lakers and BBGO are giving away a pair of courtside seats.
Wow.
And here's how you enter to win. You can go into this Ralph's right behind me, but if you're listening out there, you can go into any Ralph's. Buy $10 worth of BB Go. That's all you got to do. When you're done, take a picture of your receipt and send it to Lakers.com/BBGoSweeps. Lakers.com/BBGoSweeps. Then you're entered. And they're going to give away a pair of courtside second. That's not all they're giving away, by the way. You can win Lakers swag. You can win more BB Go. You can win a bunch of stuff. That's all you got to do to enter for the courtside seats and for all this other stuff. So don't miss your chance to do that. They're going to give them away on February 6th, so you got a little bit of time. If you're out driving around and you're near Ralph's, stick your head in there, get $10 worth of BB Go, and send your picture to Lakers.com/BBGoSweeps.
All right, and I just got an email from Damon Jackson. He says he co-hosts a podcast called the Golden Ram Buzz Podcast, and his co-host Sal Martinez was voted 2023 Rams Fan of the Year. He owns a barbershop in Westminster called the Golden Ram Barbershop.
Okay.
So he is all in, and all I can say is, why have I not been invited on their podcast? I would do that podcast in a second.
Did he email you
Wait, emailed you to...
He emailed me through stevemason.com.
Yeah, but why? What is he asking you for?
He just wants a shout-out for Sal, the Rams Fan of the Year.
And what is the name of the place?
It is called the Golden Ram Barbershop.
Okay.
So he's all in. And the Rams, of course, lose last night.
You better get an email now that says, hey, why don't you come on the podcast?
Hey,
I think I got something for you.
Yeah. I'll do any podcast. The last time that I
was going to go in his podcast.
Oh, that's right.
He canceled. He never called me again.
Oh, God.
Okay. Really?
Oh, he had a bigger name on the other line. We're going to do a real podcast, a real show. Seriously.
What if a Niner fan said, come on my podcast?
You wouldn't go. Mason, don't even think about it.
Yeah, no.
Come on.
Yeah.
Good job, Mason.
I'll do any podcast I like.
What if it was a Bruin podcast?
No, I'm going to pass on that also.
Aww. There you go.
Yeah, so there are certain.
You never say you'll do any.
There's certain podcasts that I will not do. I will not do a Clippers podcast.
There it is.
Yeah,
man.
There's a UCLA.
Me and you
guy.
Against
yeah,
the world.
Yeah, Bruins.
Yeah.
Oh, there's another Bruin. What the hell is going on here?
Yeah, hey. If
we
you
got
see,
a ton of Dodgers hey, fans. Guys, I see Chargers stuff.
If you see any USC fans out there, ask them why they didn't show up for the football game this year. That's a pressing question. All right, so what do you think tonight, Mace? Oklahoma City Thunder's second best record in the West, half a game out of the best record in the West, and the Lakers playing maybe without D'Angelo Russell and possibly without LeBron.
I'm trying to see what the line is.
I'm good at this.
Let me guess. ESPN bet right now.
Greg, I am going to say Thunder by 2.
Ooh, you're really close.
Is it?
Thunder 2.5.
Okay.
Wow. Give me 5,000 mythical dollars.
Oh, my God. You're just going to lose your money?
Lakers plus 2.5.
5,000?
You know, yes, what? The Ravens and I are going, the way the Steelers are playing and the way that these other teams are playing, we're going to have to dump water on Sleeway again or something to get all our
Although,
money.
Although, what am I at? Stay away from the water. I've had a couple of winners this year. What am I at so far?
What are you at?
Yeah.
As of right now, you're at 115,000. You also have 5,000 on Stafford most passing
that's
yards
a loser.
For 6-1.
That's a loser.
You get 375.
Dak Prescott threw for a bunch of garbage yards. I think he threw for
right.
404.
Did he go over 400?
So the
I had that oh, yeah, the 5,000 mythical dollars on Matthew Stafford throwing for more yards than anybody this weekend at 6-1 odds and
Ooh.
Missed it.
Yeah, that,
he threw for 387 and not enough.
The thing I got to win is this bet I have against Momo, 25 grand. That 25 grand's a lot when you only have 100.
Oh, it is.
And I have 25 grand. I have the Niners and the Ravens to win the Super Bowl.
Yes.
And she has the field.
I think she's going to win.
Do you?
Do you?
Yeah.
Pepe, who you like?
Who's going to win the Super Bowl?
I hope Detroit goes all the way.
Me too.
They could.
Really?
I'm rooting for Detroit.
Me too.
That would be a great story.
Totally.
They've never won anything in that. Well,
I know.
No, they do have World Series championships,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
But Detroit? They haven't won in the NFL.
Ever. Yeah, the Lions
and they
are,
had NBA.
The Lions are one of a handful of teams that have never even been to the Super Bowl. I think the Browns are another one. Yeah, but that is there's maybe 9 teams that have never even been to the Super Bowl.
I read this is only the third time in NFL in the Super Bowl era that both the Browns and the Lions made the playoffs.
Sounds about right.
Browns got blown out. They were not. CJ Stroud is so good.
Yeah, but the Browns, like, coming into that game, their defense had been so great.
Yep.
But I don't know what happened. Okay, so the number one defense in the NFL this year was Cleveland.
Yep.
They gave up almost 50 points. The number one offense in the league this year was Dallas.
And they
didn't score any points in the first half. They had a gimme touchdown at the end of that first half.
Yeah, they did. They did.
But weird.
Yeah.
You know, like the best offense and the best defense didn't even show up.
Yeah. And then Miami in the cold, they had no chance. I
wish I would have bet that game. The minute I saw what the temperature was, Miami was never going to win that game.
No.
By the way, do not at this point. I know they had an off year and Patrick Mahomes had an off year, but I would not at all sleep on Kansas City as a sleeper team to win the Super Bowl.
That's right.
Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs is a completely different guy.
Yeah, completely different.
And you know, their problem all year has been receivers, and that guy Rice had a
Rashee
big
Rice.
Game.
Yeah, Rashee Rice is really good.
So if he starts showing up for the postseason, then that's a big weapon for them.
So if it's not Baltimore or San Francisco, Pepe, who do you think it is?
KC. And then they
have
Taylor Swift.
Yeah. They have Taylor Swift. Oh, can you imagine Taylor Swift at the Super Bowl?
Well, and
Tony Dungy would be so mad.
And Lamar has been bad in the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, we'll have to wait and see what happens. All right, coming up is Game of Games. Bergman, what are the Game of Games standings?
The Game of Games, I do have them in front of me, or I did. Now
I'm trailing. I know. Does anybody have more than two?
No. Brian 2, Bergman 2, Mason 2, Trish 1, Ireland 1, MT 1, Laura 1.
Okay.
Pepe, you got to get on the board.
Whose game is it today?
It's mine.
Oh, excellent.
And I have the Lakers.
You have one?
I have one. Okay. You have one also, right?
No, zero.
Not yet. You could win today.
It's okay.
Pepe, you could win today because some of these are Laker questions.
Okay.
All right. So we've got that coming up next.
And by the way, whenever we talk about Mythical Money, Prize Picks is our sponsor, largest and number one daily fantasy sports platform in North America. New members go to prizepicks.com/710. Use code 710 for a first deposit match up to $100. Everybody's playing at Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. All right. Coming right back with Game of Games, we are live at Ralph's in Redondo Beach in the South Bay. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right, let me tell you about ZipRecruiter. Did you know it can now take up to 11 weeks on average to hire for an open job? You don't have that kind of time if you're running a growing business. I got some advice. Stop waiting. Start using ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter can help you find qualified candidates for all your roles fast. And right now you can try it free at ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter uses powerful matching technology to quickly find and send you the most qualified people for your roles. How quick? 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within 1 day. So speed up your hiring process with ZipRecruiter. See why 3.8 million businesses have come to ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. Just go to that exclusive web address to try it for free. ZipRecruiter.com/LA. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, here we go. It is Game of Games time. Real quick, I want to thank Isabel who came out here. She brought us peach mango pie, which she says is a Filipino dessert. She made a big, long drive to get here, so we appreciate Isabel. Thank you for coming out.
Yeah, we appreciate everybody coming out
today.
This was a really good turnout.
Yeah.
And we appreciate you being a part of this. So we're here at Ralph's in Redondo Beach for a Lakers BBGO event. So this quiz is all about the Lakers and BBGO.
Excellent.
It's multiple choice, 8 questions and a tiebreaker. Okay. Here we go. It's Brian, Laura, Greg, Mace, and Pepe. 5 players.
Okay.
Let's go, Mace.
Here we go. Fill in the blank.
Okay.
On the BBGO website, it states that, quote, all food should be blank in flavor, texture, and color.
Okay.
Okay. All food should be blank in flavor, texture, and color. A, rich. Ooh. B, balanced. C, desirable. All right, so it's either rich, balanced, or desirable. Brian, which one is it?
I like rich. Let's go rich.
Okay, Laura.
I'll go with desirable.
Okay, Greg.
Yeah, both those are good. I'm going to go with Brian and rich.
Okay, Mace.
I'm going rich.
Pepe.
Balance.
Pepe Montilla.
Oh, nice.
Pepe. Boy, Pepe brought it to Pepe.
Look, everybody's waving at Pepe.
We have created a monster. All right. Number two. The colors in the BBGO logo are black and green. But when BBGO appears on a gold Laker jersey, what color is the BBGO logo? A, purple. B, black. Or C, white. It's either purple, black, or white. Laura, which one is it?
Black.
Greg?
Black.
Mace?
Purple.
Pepe?
Black.
Brian?
Pepe will know.
Black.
He does not know Steve Mason.
Oh, yes. Oh,
it man. Is purple.
Boo, Pepe. Boo, Pepe.
Mace won.
Pepe, you won. Call those games every night. You don't ever notice the patch, the color?
And you did.
I did. Thank
you. All right, number three. BBGO sponsors this feature during every Lakers home game.
Oh, my God.
This is such a tilt towards
Pepe. I will make Pepe go last.
I should. No, I don't.
All right. It's either A, half minute to win it, B, the dance cam, or C, the big shot jackpot. It's half minute to win it, the dance cam, or the big shot jackpot. Brian, which one is it?
Let's go big shot jackpot.
Laura.
I'm going to go with the dance cam.
Greg.
Big shot jackpot.
Mace.
Half minute to win it.
Pepe.
Half minute to win it.
Damn.
Laura Romo is dance cam.
Oh.
Is it the dance cam?
Ray gets out there with two Laker girls.
That's
holding
right.
Up
that's right.
I watched the dance cam.
When he hit that shot, he said, thanks to BBGO.
No, that was not. That was, isn't that MGM?
Yeah, that's MGM.
No, but it
was MGM that gives the money, but it was BBGO.
I knew this one. That's why I said it how I said it.
MGM sponsors the big shot jackpot. And Laura, did you know or
yes, I no, I knew. That's why I was like, oh. Dance cam.
Okay. Oh, is that what you said?
All right. This game is close. Oh. Laura won, Mace won, Pepe
yeah,
won.
Yeah, here's a rally. Here we I'm go. Rallying right now.
All right.
I don't think I have one yet. Do you have one?
No, you do not have one. You and Brian are
shut out
so far.
All right.
Oh my God.
But nobody has won one. All right, here we go. Derek Fisher was with us today to help us celebrate BBGO. Fisher's most famous shot. Came 10 years ago in San Antonio when he buried a shot with 0.4 seconds on the clock to beat the Spurs. Who inbounded the ball to Fisher on that shot? Was it A, Shaquille O'Neal, B, Karl Malone, or C, Gary Payton? Let's go Greg.
Gary.
You're going Payton. Mace.
I'm going Payton.
Pepe.
Payton.
Brian.
I think it's Malone.
Laura.
I'm going to with the crowd and say Payton.
It is Gary Payton. Oh, no. Everybody except Brian.
Brian, you scared me.
Yeah, yeah Brian, me too.
Is he right?
Yeah. Come on, Brian.
Come on, Brian. That's right.
Pepe 2, Mace 2, Laura 2, and Greg 1. Here we go. A popular item from BBGO are the chicken and cilantro mini wontons. According to the BBGO website, how long should you cook those wontons before serving? A, 3 minutes. B, 5 minutes. C, 7 minutes. Laura, 3, 5, or 7?
I thought it was like a dash, but I'm going to go with 7. I thought it was a range on the thing.
Greg.
I make these a lot. 3.
Okay,
oh, dang it.
Mace.
Wontons are little, so I don't think it's 7.
3, 5, or 7?
Yeah, I'll go 5. I think it takes
okay,
5
Pepe.
Minutes.
I'm going to go with Mace. 5.
5 and Brian.
I think it is 3.
The answer is 5.
Yes!
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 Oh,
yeah!
You and me.
Oh, me and right. Pepe.
Pepe, wait.
One on
Pepe.
One.
Hey!
Unbelievable. All right.
You say people don't
Brian,
wave to Pepe.
Need this
Everybody
to stay
does.
Stay alive. Okay, here we go. In what country did BBGO originate? A, Korea, B, Japan, C, China. All right, Mace, Korea, Japan, or China?
I'm going to go Korea.
Pepe.
I'm going to have to guess Korea.
Okay, Brian.
I'm going to have to go Korea too.
Laura.
I'm going to go Korea just because everyone's going there.
Greg.
I mean, it's Korean, so I'll go with Korea.
Korea is it?
Yeah, yeah, Korea, okay, is, yeah, it.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
I knew that one.
Fool me with Korean.
Yeah, I was like, wait, what? What's going
right,
on here?
Brian, you have been eliminated.
Oh, sorry, Brian.
Sorry, Brian.
There's only two questions left.
At least I got that one right.
By the way, one of our listeners brought some green stuff for you, Brian. I'll make sure you get it.
Oh, well, yeah, thank you.
All right. Two questions left. Pepe and Mace tied for the lead. Laura, one back. Greg, you're two back.
Two back.
You get to go last. Okay, here we go. Sasha Vujacic is here with us today. Sasha's biggest points as a Laker came in the 2010 NBA Finals against Boston when he was fouled with 11 seconds left in a two-point game.
Nailed.
A then 25-year-old Sasha made both free throws to ice the game for the Lakers. In which Finals game did Sasha hit those game-winning free throws? Game 5, Game 6, or Game 7, Pepe? 5, 6, or 7?
5.
Okay, Mace.
6.
Laura.
5.
I have to go 7. I think it is 7. But
it is 7.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
I was like hoping no one would say 7. I'm like, yeah. I thought that was game 7.
Got it?
Damn, right. Pepe. I love you, but
did
damn.
Did you get Pepe?
No.
Oh. Okay.
So here it is.
I'm alive. We're down to That's the very
last,
close.
We're down to the last question. Pepe and Mace have 4. Laura and Greg have 3. And we do have a tiebreaker. So Pepe and Mace have to go first. Here we go. That's a hard
ready.
Yeah, I'm ready. It's also cold.
Here it is. Question 8. What is my favorite item that BB Go
makes? Oh, no.
Is it A, pork and vegetable steamed dumplings, B, Korean-style corn dog, C, teriyaki chicken rice bowl? Pork and vegetable steamed dumplings, Korean-style corn dog, or teriyaki chicken rice bowl? Mace.
I'm going to go dumpling.
Okay, Pepe.
I think I'm going to go with Mace.
You're going dumpling. All right,
you're playing for a tie.
That means Laura and Greg, you guys got to go one of the other ones. Korean style corn dog or teriyaki chicken rice bowl, Laura.
I don't want to go different.
Okay. Well, you don't have to.
I'm going
to
go.
You'll eliminate yourself if you guess A.
Okay, we'll go with the last one, the bowl.
The teriyaki chicken rice bowl, Greg. Yeah.
Laura, I'm with you. Knowing John Ireland, the teriyaki chicken rice bowl is the favorite.
You would think that, but Pepe and Mace got it.
It's the dumpling. I knew that. He's been saying that.
Yeah. And dumplings to Pepe.
You've been talking about Laura. Laura is out.
I knew that. I'm so mad.
Laura and Greg are both out, and it all comes down
again
to this.
You and me, Pepe.
All right.
This is for Pepe's first win.
All right.
I'm going to have to write the horse.
Yeah, write something down. Write this down.
This is for Pepe's first win of the month.
Come on.
What year did BB Go originate? When did it start? All right. What year was it founded? Closest wins. Okay, just write down a year. All right. Mace, what'd you write down?
1985.
Pepe, what'd you write down? We have a winner.
You can say
Pepe wrote down 2007. The answer is 1953.
Yeah!
That was way too early.
Oh, yeah.
Mason, by the way, Mason is now the leader.
Thank you.
The leader
for the month. Month of the Mace. Let's go. Let's go.
Good for you, Mace. Again, Pepe, once again, you get right to the end.
I get to the last one, and I
know, Pepe, and you choke. They call this choking. You get to the last one, you miss it. It's a choke job.
Boo, okay, Pepe. Yeah. Boo, Pepe. Wave goodbye.
Bye, Pepe. I'm waving goodbye.
Just for that, you're going to lose the potpourri.
I believe in you, Pepe.
You better get ready.
What
day is
potpourri?
Potpourri's Wednesday.
Oh, potpourri of lies is Wednesday?
Yeah. Are you working tomorrow? As far as you know?
I am.
Okay, so you have the game tomorrow.
Yeah, I have the
game. All right. That means, Laura, you have Thursday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, this is weird because I don't think it's ever happened that we've been on remote and the afternoon show has been on remote. There are actually people that did the double who stopped here at Ralph's from Redondo Beach and then went straight to Yamava.
The Circle of Trust.
The afternoon guys are at Yamava right now. Shidano and Cappy are there?
Yes, Shidano and Cappy.
And Lindsay's there for Monday Night Football.
Morales is there.
Morales.
Tampa versus Philly.
Yep. Yeah, but how about those listeners doing the double? That's like the ultimate compliment.
Yeah.
That they would come to Redondo Beach and then hightail it to Yamava.
We have such great listeners.
Now, Pepe, you guys are too. These ones are fantastic.
You
all
guys
day.
Are fantastic.
Most of these guys have been here all day.
I know.
All
right. They're awesome.
Here's a, Greg and Steve, here's a question. Laura and Brian, here's a question for you guys.
Okay.
Pepe and I are leaving right now.
Okay.
We are leaving and heading to Crypto.com Arena. The Emmys are going on at the Peacock Theater across the street, and there are several street closures. Basically, if you looked at a map, everything a square around Staples or around Crypto.com Arena is closed. What time will Pepe and I set foot in the building? Greg, what do you think?
So you leave right now.
We're leaving at 4. What time will we get
I'm going to be ambitious, and I'm going to say you're going to step into the building at 5:27.
Mace?
I'll take 5:35.
Laura?
Oh, is this a game?
I'm going to take 5:30.
5:30,
and then Brian.
I'm going to take 5:42.
5:42.
All right. Going to take,
it's
going
tough.
To take, I'm going to take 6:17.
No, I don't think it's that bad.
Yeah,
no.
I don't think it's that bad.
Pepe, what do you say?
Six.
Six?
Six.
Okay, you guys are going to get down there in 35 minutes.
Right.
It's about the parking is going to take another
35. Yeah, the parking is the bad part right now,
Well,
guys.
We have Pepe and I can park underneath, but we might not be able to get there. We might not be able to get to the ramp.
Right.
That's a problem. So we may have to park at the gas station.
No, it was rough, but not that bad. It was rough, but not that bad.
I'm lying with you. I think we're looking at six.
Everybody knows you and everybody. Some people know me.
I'm going to tell them I know
everybody
you.
Everybody knows Pepe Mantilla.
Wait, Pepe.
I'm going to tell them I know you and that if they let me in, you'll wave to them personally when you're introduced tonight.
You know what's the difference? Most of the people that are guiding everybody speak Spanish.
That's true. That is very true.
That helps. All right, are those guys standing by?
Yep, they're all standing by.
All right,
Pepe and I are out of here. Thank you, everybody, for coming with me.
And now,
go Lakers.
Now let's hit the Super Stager.
Give it to me, Cappy. Give it to me.
All right, there we are. We are stretching Southern California. We're in the South Bay. Those guys are at Yamava. What's up, guys?
We're good. How are you feeling?
I'm doing okay, man. It's been a fun day. We got a great crowd out here.
Well, I was
it's
just
really good out here.
Only because I know that you. I heard you woke up at 4 in the morning and just went, I can't believe we lost.
Well, you know how that is when the refs, gummy too. Wears off and you're like, oh, I just woke up and. Oh, we lost.
Yeah, I feel you.
And your only thought was
poorly coached and doesn't execute properly.
Oh, well, yeah, poorly coached. I mean, Morales, you are such a hack.
They made one. They made
you're
one
such
big
a hack.
Mistake.
Sedano and I would have kicked. Would have not kicked.
Well, they made one. They made one big mistake in our.
Yeah, he made a big mistake.
The refs.
It's okay to call it.
I mean, the refs. I mean, they didn't help, but that's not the reason they lost.
Mace is such a.
See, Sedano. See, Sedano. That's Mace's whole thing. It's just that. It's the Puka Nacua. Non PI call. That's what
non PI call,
nothing
and then
else.
Go for it on 4th and 14. Those were the two things.
But that's not
they
the
should have called that call on Puka. It was a non call.
Remember the NFC Championship game against the Saints, Mace?
Yeah, I mean, you were the beneficiary of that. I mean, look.
Well, I mean, it happens. I get it. So you're saying that this was payback?
No,
it just happens.
It just right. I mean, it's human error. But the fact you can't score touchdowns, you can't settle for field goals in the playoffs.
Well, let me ask a question here.
I was waiting for you to talk. I mean, you get paid to talk.
Well, I mean, but, you know, you're doing the talking. So, you know,
I
didn't want to interrupt you. You know what I mean?
Packing it up.
Cappy's looking for show pie. He's very excited for show pie today.
Right. The food here at Yamava is amazing.
Yeah.
So I don't know where we're going to go. I don't know if we should start. You want to start with show pie?
I would prefer something with less carbs, personally.
Okay, maybe they've
what
got
is show pie?
Version.
Describe it.
That's not doesn't
pizza.
Mean it doesn't have carbs.
Well, I mean, maybe it's got less carbs.
Show pie, Mace.
Show pie, Mace. Come on. Like a
what
nice
is
little
it?
Pizza freaking pie over here, you know
oh,
what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like Cappy and I
that's
do
nice.
Road pie. This is show pie.
Right. We got to have pie during the show.
So I got to ask you guys something, and we brought this up on the show. So last night we were texting fast and furiously during the Rams game.
And I think Ramona set up this chat with all of us, and somehow, I guess at the very end, Shadano said, well, it's funny that Cappy isn't here. And Cappy, you were not included in the big group chat last night.
I didn't have one thing to say.
Mace, I started to notice, like, everybody was chiming in, and I'm like, wait, is Cappy just, like, being handcuffed by Rachel or something? Like, what's happening?
I did not receive one text.
And then I looked on the group, and I saw Cappy wasn't there, and I'm like, oh. I'm like, Cappy was left out by Momo. And you and Sliwa. But at least Sliwa, there was a reason. She actually said she just forgot you.
Yeah.
Whereas with Sliwa, she said she didn't want to deal with his stupid phone.
The really?
Bubble. Yeah, nobody wants to deal with Sliwa's phone.
That was on purpose. That's like I love that Momo took him off on purpose because she didn't want the green.
I mean, come on, Momo. You're like supposed to be my, you know, Hebraic hermana.
Yeah.
You know
Cappy,
what I mean?
18 recipients, and you weren't one of them.
Well, yeah, I'm
18 added,
people.
Lindsay, I'm not, Laura.
I'm not on her radar. I mean, I am just.
Briona's?
They're actually out of
people
mind.
That used to work here that were on it.
Wow.
Were there really?
Yeah.
Were there?
Alex, the security guy, was on that text chain.
Oh,
no.
We should include him.
We should. I get texts from him all the time.
There is no more loyal listener than Alex, our security guy. Right.
He's
really
the
fantastic.
Most loyal person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like him first and then Crypto Ray.
And then Crypto Ray. Exactly.
Yeah. Crypto
By the way, some people
here.
Were here this morning and said they were on, or this afternoon, and were on their way to Yamava. People were actually
Crypto
doing
Ray's
the double today,
here.
Which is crazy.
Crypto Ray, Beto's 1099.
Yeah.
Crypto
and
Ray's daughter,
David
Jackie
100
Diaz.
Was there.
David 100?
Yeah, David 100 is here.
He
and
was
he's
here.
Supposed to be there, too.
Oh, really? We haven't seen David 100
The great
yet.
Craig Cartozzi and Heidi Wild from Tequila Mandala
are
in the house.
Are they here already?
Nice.
Oh, there they are. Oh, I didn't see these guys.
They didn't bring you any free tequila, you scumbag.
Well, that's because I'm not on the text chain. So, you know, I'm forgotten. I'm a forgotten man.
Yeah.
You know? Not
on
the text.
Oh, by the way, Chris
no tequila.
From the Red, Green Cross in Torrance brought a gift
Chris
package.
Ward.
Yeah. And he's got,
Chris Ward,
he's
I'm sorry.
Product,
he's heading
Cappy.
Out to Yamava, too.
Yeah, he's on his way out there. He's got little doggy bags for you.
Okay,
he's
we
got
like
product.
That.
I need product.
Nice.
Bad anxiety
it says Birdman.
Aw.
Yeah.
You know, first some of that Green Cross product, then we go into Show Pie.
You want to go product
oh, there you
and
go.
Show Pie.
Right.
What if we dump
lot
truck
show
to Show
Pie? Then.
We go product first and product after.
Oh, I like that idea.
Sedano's getting dump truck.
Oh, in a big way. In a big way.
Oh, I'll tell you what, that's dangerous. That's I had a really
oh, I
rough
I know. I saw what happened to you
dump
the last time.
Yeah,
we almost broke his neck.
Mason slipped a
disc
when
I was
when
just
he
like
dump truck dump. He was like, whoa.
Kind of like Matthew Stafford got dump trucked by the Lions defense last night.
Boy, he
Matthew
did. Well,
Stafford,
I'll tell you what,
I
he did get
this.
Dump trucked last night. That is a tough man right there. That
yes,
is a really tough man.
Yes, he is. I'll tell you what, there was that one play where he gets hit and he's down on the ground and he's laying on his back and he's looking up. And Collinsworth wanted to say, wow, like his eyes are rolling around in his head. But then Collinsworth
they
caught
were.
Himself and he's like, whoa, I don't know if I want to speculate. But, man, that let me tell you something. At that point of the
his
game.
His eyes were rolling around
they
in
were,
his head.
He was knocked out for a second.
Right, and he's holding his ribs, walking off the field. And they took him to the blue tent. And all I'm thinking about at that point is, he's got like 277 yards passing, and I need him to get like 285.
Right, you need it
for
to
my
prize.
Oh, for prize picks.
That's all I need.
Such a selfish jerk.
Selfish. Well, wait a second. When the Rams punted to the Lions, and there's about what 4 minutes to go or so.
Yep.
I'm thinking to myself, I'm never going to see Jared Goff get more than 265 because he was at like 255,
right.
And I'm like, they're just going to run the ball down their throat.
I threw one,
and then because they got guts.
Yeah.
They got guts.
Unlike somebody.
Mace, are you telling me that Sean McVay, can I ask you seriously, is Sean McVay above any criticism?
No.
You sure?
No. I've brought criticism to him actually during the show, during our conversations. He makes mistakes, or at least he makes what I think are mistakes. And in this case, he actually said afterwards, you know, I probably would have done it differently. So he acknowledges it. It was a bad moment. I thought it was a big mistake. You go for the win at that point, and they didn't. But he's not above criticism, no. But he had, I mean, he's an elite head coach who had an unbelievable season.
There's no doubt he's a great head coach. He puts together a great staff. And the Rams far exceeded most of ours. I will acknowledge there were a couple of you guys that thought that they were going to win 9 or 10 games. I was not one of them. They far exceeded expectations. That's why I'm giving credit where credit is due. I did
there
not
were
think
few
the Rams
believers.
Would be there, and I was not one of them at the beginning of the year. Sean McVay, to me, did his best coaching job in his entire Rams career this past season. However, because we watch the Rams play every game and we criticize, we analyze, etc., I would think that Sean McVay will go back and watch the film of this game. And in the future of his career, when you're on the road in a playoff game, field goals, especially field goals that are shorter than extra points, that loses you games. And when you kick three field goals, all of which are 29 yards or less, that's why you lose games. And by the way, he's not the first coach.
They had a fourth and six by the goal line, and they elected to kick that last field goal with Maher. And I thought that was another spot where, what the hell, you're down four, go for it.
No, see, that one I actually didn't have a problem with because that one, you go down by one.
Oh, the Steelers just scored a touchdown.
Yeah, are they mounting a comeback?
Backdoor cover?
It was 21-7 last I saw it. It's
10:32 in the game, so.
Yeah. But,
what's the score?
But that last field goal, it's 24-16.
Do we have a stringer at that game for today?
We should have one.
We should have a stringer.
Yeah. But that last field goal.
Steelers have just scored a touchdown. Mason Rudolph to George Pickens for the 8-yard strike. Back to you guys.
You're going to keep everybody up to date throughout the afternoon?
Yeah,
we're going to be stringing Mason here. We're going to make sure we have live updates from Orchard Park.
Nice. Good string. Very good string.
By the way, those very people are so insane. Like, there was a video that floated around today on Twitter of a table that was on fire and then somebody on top of a mountain of snow jumping off of it and into the burning table. I'm like, are you kidding
me? Cappy's jumped off many a mountains of snow.
Well, not
that's a good bit for
tables.
Me. I'll do it. Yeah. That's bit of the year right there.
Oh, you see now, Mace, if you pulled out a Bills Mafia move, that has bit of the year written all over it. Especially, by the way, when you need a big comeback. You know, you need to do something spectacular. Taking your clothes off and running through the radio station ain't getting it done.
No, he's going to get us in the hot
No.
It's already begun.
You guys have been rolling around in the ground together. I mean, I can't top that. You and Morales rolling around and doing your whatever you're doing, the jumping and the cracking
mounting.
And all that stuff.
Look,
mounting,
here's David 100.
David 100 in that.
David 100 has 100 made it. David 100
excellent.
Has made it. Nice.
Making the double.
By the way, there is a TV screen here. Let me paint the picture. That just says playoff payoffs with the Yamava logo.
And Cappy pointing right at you.
But why is did they not get the memo that the big stars here today, Sedano?
No, but this is Cappy's endorsement.
Yeah, but still. Sedano should be on that screen.
No.
And I agree. And Sedano should be with me this upcoming Sunday for the divisional round. And he should be with me the following week for the championship round. And
no chance.
And you should be with me here on Super Bowl Sunday here at Yamava. And then if you commit to those three Sundays, then and only then do you get on that picture.
Yeah, I think I'll pass.
Why?
Yeah.
So you're there. Wait a minute. You're there throughout the playoffs.
Yeah, I'm there. I'm not there. I'm here. I'm here Sunday.
There, yeah.
I'm here this Sunday for the divisional round.
Yep.
Then the following week for the championship round, I am in the house. And then the following week, we have a week off, and then the Super Bowl comes. And now I'm committed because I told Yamava, I said, the only way I'm not coming on Super Bowl Sunday is if the Browns make it to the Super Bowl. And that went up in air.
Yeah, we saw that
early in the third quarter.
Well for poor Lindsey, yeah.
Early in the third
quarter. Is Lindsey smarting over this? Lindsey.
The third quarter.
Yeah, poor Lindsey.
I mean, it kind of happened pretty quickly.
I mean, it was kind of throughout.
It was a game.
No, it got away from him pretty quickly.
No, it didn't. The end of the second half was when it all fell apart. Yeah, I mean, they still had a 10-point lead. They were down by 10 at halftime, so it's not like it was over so
quickly.
No,
it didn't look good. It didn't look good.
Yeah, the defense didn't show up, but we can talk about that later.
Didn't look good.
When I become a head coach in the NFL, George, and of course, I still have that dream.
Yeah.
But when I become a head coach in the NFL, I'm going to tell you this right now. I have two philosophies that I follow all the time.
Yeah.
Here are these two philosophies. Number one, regardless of your playoff position, you always play your starters in the last game of the regular season.
Even for a little bit?
Really? Just for a little bit. Just enough, yes. Now, look, there's evidence to battle that. Like, if you're a Steelers fan today, you're going, hey, moron, did you see what happened to T.J. Watt? He's not playing in this game. I get it. But I'm telling you right now that by resting your players, something happens. There's a rust factor, and
good job, Cappy.
Thank you.
Best point you've ever made.
What about when you
have a bye? But the evidence is somewhat to the contrary.
I think different mentality when you have a bye.
Yeah, but when you have a bye, we've seen plenty of teams come out of the bye and just destroy the team.
But here's what I'm saying.
You're right.
Using the Cleveland Browns as an example, okay, the Browns, they lost that last game. In fact, I would say they sacrificed the last game.
Yeah.
Because they went and they signed a guy off the Arizona Cardinals practice roster, and they started their fifth quarterback, and they said, you know what, winning this game is unimportant because our playoff position cannot be enhanced.
Right.
So I disagree with that philosophy.
Yeah.
So that's my first philosophy.
Also, side note,
yeah,
It was actually more like a two-week layoff because they had the little mini-bye because the last game that all the starters played was the Thursday night game against the Jets.
Right.
So it was almost 2 weeks by the time they played on Saturday.
That's ridiculous.
So that's my first
one. It was.
I don't know, Cap. I mean, the Rams sat everybody when they went to
How'd
the Super Bowl.
Out?
They sat everybody in week 19 or week 18. Well, listen.
In offensive, they look great.
This is my philosophy. It's not Sean McVay's philosophy.
Your philosophy
right,
so
is head coach.
So what is
right,
number two?
And my second philosophy, and I came
we'll
up
We'll be here
with
all day, Mace, if we don't no. let him get to number two.
My
oh,
second
God,
philosophy I learned years ago, the Seattle Seahawks are playing at home against the Green Bay Packers, and the Seahawks win the game in the NFC Championship to go on to the Super Bowl.
Right.
In that game, Mike McCarthy did precisely what Sean McVay did yesterday. He settled for short field goals.
Yeah.
On the road. In the playoffs, you never settle for field goals less than extra points.
Yeah. All right.
So those are my two philosophies. Do you have any?
Okay.
Are you going to become a head coach?
I don't plan on it.
Okay, no, well, neither are you.
Can I be on your staff, Cappy? Yeah. I like to run the wishbone.
I actually have an actual question.
Wishbone?
Nothing to do with sports for you.
Okay, good.
Did you watch True Detective Night Country yesterday?
Not yet. I've got it DVR'd, but I hear it's really good.
I watched the first episode yesterday. It was excellent.
What's it on?
Jodie Foster. It's on HBO. Jodie Foster, it kind of gave me like Silence of the Lambs vibes a little bit, but
really?
Jodie Foster's much old, you know, obviously much older now. But
yes.
Yeah, it was really like if you like mystery true crime stuff, watch this season of True Detective. The first season was fantastic. Then the next two kind of stunk. Well, the one with Mahershala Ali was pretty good, I thought.
Yeah,
but
he's
the
great.
Second one
he's
stunk.
Great.
Shouts out.
Yeah, the second one stunk. Third one was pretty good. This one off to an amazing start.
Awesome.
I've got a DVR and I'm ready to roll.
Here's another
Cappy,
one for
are you. In?
Well, I'm not in yet.
Sedona looks already so annoyed by you.
Why? What did I do?
I'm not annoyed.
I'm actually a little annoyed, and I'm not even close to him.
Why? What am I doing?
The look Sedona just gave you when you started speaking, and we still have 2 hours of programming.
I think.
Not really.
This is just my own opinion. I think he's looking through me and to you.
No, he wasn't.
And I think he's annoyed by you.
We've already talked
three
times today.
You know what Sedona told me last week?
No, you're a gutless
bum. No, I'm going to tell you what he told me.
You're a scumbag, Cappy.
Here's what Sedona told me, and I actually told him he was right. He said, you know what? The show is so much better when Chris isn't on it. And I was like, listen, I don't.
You really said that?
That's what he told me last week.
Him.
You were on Monday. You were on Tuesday. You said that he didn't want you on Tuesday. So then was it Wednesday or Thursday? And then Thursday you weren't on. And Sedona called me after the show. And he's like, dude,
are we talking about the schedule?
Not the schedule. He said much better show without Morales.
Was it better without me?
I don't know. Different, not better.
That's what he said.
Yeah, different.
You're going to dump truck me?
Yeah.
Right now?
Oh, you're going to do a dump truck? All right.
Wow.
You dump trucked me into Sedona.
No, luckily I had the forearm shiver up for you.
Hey, I want to wrap up here before I turn things over to you. We want to thank
Ralphs
for hosting us today.
Delicious.
And we want to thank BBGO. The BBGO truck has been here all day long. Thanks to everybody who came out here in the South Bay. Looking forward to it. We're back tomorrow at 1. In the meantime, Sedona and Cap and Morales and Lindsay live at Yamava, 710 ESPN.